I pulled the lady down behind the banister.
As he went through the scene, threw his hand behind him, and the knife was up in sight.
He made some expression when he came on the stage.
The South shall be free!
But I did not understand what.
He stopped as he said,
I have done it!
Shook the knife.
His face was towards me. He did not say a word that I heard, but very strongly resembled DeBoots.
I believe, to the best of my knowledge, that it was John Wilkes Booth. Still, I'm not positive.
At 4:30 a.m., April 15th, Booth and Harold arrive at the home of Dr. Samuel Mudd. Either during his jump from the presidential box to the stage, or as a result of his horse falling, Booth has sustained a clean break of his fibula, 4 centimeters above the instep of his left foot. At the same time that Dr. Samuel Mudd is tending to John Wilkes Booth, 50 kilometers away, Abraham Lincoln is dying.